You're listening to Bison Report Radio, presented by 24/7 Sports.
You guys have done a great job for Bison Nation throughout the years here. Great to be on with you.
Last time you had me on, I told you guys were the best in the business, and I really mean that. Your coverage of Bison basketball is always top-notch, and the players, the coaches, the fans, we all appreciate it.
I mean, I think you and your staff now have done an amazing job with the Bison Report. Again, I think it gives NDSU fans an outlet to go to for good football coverage, elite basketball coverage, and everything recruiting.
You know, I really appreciate you guys, Bison Report, for what you guys do for Bison football.
Here's your host and publisher of Bison Report, Ross Uglow.
What is up, Bison Nation? It has been way too long. Welcome back to Bison Report Radio, this solo edition of Bison Report Radio, brought to you by our fantastic sponsors, Tundra Insurance, Big Deck Barbecue, and Mahana Fresh. We'll talk a little bit about some of that in a little bit, but let's hit the news. The big news today and what this show is all about is that North Dakota State has likely rounded out their roster for this season on the men's basketball side with the signing of Jakari White from State College of Florida, JUCO kid with 3 years left to play. Had a chance to talk to his head coach, Tom Parks, and it is a really, really cool conversation about what Jakari has overcome and some of the things that he can bring to the Bison, both offensively and defensively. Since we last spoke, though, North Dakota State on the football side getting yet another transfer at the tight end position from a Division I institution, the Bison adding Carson Williams, a tight end from Buffalo University, who is the brother of incoming freshman Gannon Williams from Marshalltown, Iowa. Carson going to come here to North Dakota State. A little bit of confusion as his edit photo, if you will, showed him in Cordell's number 67. But Carson, is going to come in and play tight end. Mentioned that we were going to talk to you a little bit about our sponsors. We'll start with Tundra Insurance. Tundra Insurance is a brand spanking new insurance company in Horace, North Dakota, that I happen to own and be the president of, and have made my first hire that I could not be more excited about. Informer, and he will tell you, middle shield punt protector for North Dakota State football, Quinn Ollo. Quinn has a sales background and obviously has a work ethic of a Bison. Is good friends with myself and Zach Willis. Quinn is going to be the primary, I guess, if you will, sales agent here at Tundra Insurance. And we are going to have a spectacular grand opening in Horace on Tuesday. I believe it's June 14th at 4:30, right just south of Big Irv's at our building at 416 Main. And Big Deck Barbecue themselves, the man, Zach Willis, is going to be there cooking up a storm. I believe we're going to have pulled pork. He might have some sauces available. I'm not real sure what we're going to have going on, but there's going to be music, games for the kids. Come say hi. We want to meet you. Want to have you guys maybe get a better understanding of what we got going on here at Tundra Insurance in Horace. Want to get that rocking and rolling. Absolutely, certainly want to get that rocking and rolling for Quinn. As far as Mahana Fresh, go there. It's summer. Get that beach bod rocking. Eat those all-natural ingredients, veggies, good proteins. I love the steak. It is unbelievable, their level of steak for what they charge for it. And even check out the zucchini brownie, man. I text Cooper all the time, like, you're sure this is healthy? And he just laughs. It's probably not, but it does say zucchini, which is a vegetable. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a vegetable brownie. I can eat as many as I want. But our friends at Mahana Fresh are just doing a great job in the summertime. When it's nice out, I mean, Hot and Fresh is always delicious, but man, when it's nice outside, there's just nothing like a luau bowl or something like that, Protein Paradise bowl. They make some just awesome food, man. They really, really, really do. Other than that, not a whole lot going on, obviously, here. The dog days of summer. Carson Wentz coming back into town, I believe, June 21st. Will be the audience of one softball game. That is always a fantastic time, and I'm sure we'll have some content around that, some former Bison heading here into town, where we'll, you know, be able to hopefully get them in studio, produce some content for you guys, and you know, cover the softball game as we have in the past. I've been, you know, working on Carson and Cole to get like a media home run derby. It hasn't happened yet. I'm still hopeful, but you know, no debut this year. I don't believe that is going to happen. Other than that, folks, we are going to dive right into this conversation because, man, I really, really, really enjoyed speaking with Coach Parks and just listening to him talk. And he gets a little long-winded, which we love because that fills time right here in the podcast. But it's long-winded in an awesome way. It's long-winded in a way that he is providing a lot of key information as to why this young man, Jakari White, is really a good fit for North Dakota State. And we'll get into that, except I do want to touch real briefly before we get into this just on my opinion of probably where the basketball program is from a recruiting standpoint. I would not actually be surprised if they stayed put. I know for an example, they're very much in on Derek Doucette from Minot. I know that they really, really, really like his game. We did a piece on Derek at Bison Report available for the VIPs. It's still up there. Obviously, we are a little bit slow right now from a content perspective. Just not a ton going on, but North Dakota State, you look at this roster, there's no seniors. So if they want to maintain flexibility, they could add a one-year guy. But if they don't, you know, that's probably fine with them too. But ultimately, you know, they are in a situation where they're probably not looking for another multiple-year player if they want to be, you know, in the mix for guys like Derek Doucette and ultimately, eventually, you know, Jeremiah Sam, because if they keep clogging up the roster, and look, these guys might work out, they might be fantastic players, but if they keep clogging up the roster with guys that have 3 and 4 and 2 years to play, they're not going to be able to be players in the classes of 2023 and 2024. So just understand that this might be it for this group, and Nate and I'll actually break down the roster a little bit later on in the summer as we see it. If it does get, you know, more and more clear that maybe that 1 year guy isn't coming, and then they're going to rock with this crew that they've got going on right now. Maybe they can find a super senior like Andrew Coleman again, but they're going to be really young and exciting. And part of that young and exciting group is going to be Jakari, who just committed today. We had a chance to talk to him, did a article over on Bison Report, and then ultimately were able to speak with Coach Tom Parks, and we're going to play that interview for you right now. Here with Coach Tom Parks, who was Jakari White's coach at the State College of Florida, JUCO down there, obviously, in the state of Florida. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Excellent, excellent, exciting news. North Dakota State likely rounding out their roster with Jakari White. Just kind of wanted to get your feel on what kind of, before we get into the nitty gritty of the basketball, what kind of person are we getting here at North Dakota State, and is he prepared for the winter?
You know, there's some things that you leave out in the recruiting process.
Yeah, bring him here in June.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we didn't necessarily talk about how long the snow stays on the ground there. I actually went to grad school at Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Oh, go Wolves!
So, so I'm very, very familiar with the weather. I'm not sure if you know this as well, but Jakari, maybe I'll tell from the photos, he has alopecia, so he doesn't have an ounce of hair on his body. So he's definitely going to need a beanie and a skull cap and a winter coat and a lot of things to repair. But the great thing about Jakari is he's not making a decision based on location, whether he, you know, really wanted to make a decision based on the people, the culture, and just how important basketball and athletics was to an institution, because he's a young man that really, really loves the game. He's young. He's still 18 years old. I believe he turns 19 next week, and he'll be a sophomore in college next year. So very high ceiling, but an unbelievable kid. Very, very cool story, and couldn't be more proud of him.
Yeah, you use the word ceiling, and that's something I wanted to get into with you, because you have referred to Jakari's ceiling before. I think he was like a 13 points a game guy for you last year, closer to 16 points a game in conference. But this is the second time, I guess, in kind of looking you up that I've heard you use the word ceiling. Where is that? Like, why is there so much potential? Why can Jakari be better than he has been? Obviously, I know he's young, but what can you see him adding to his game? Why is there greatness there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Jakari's junior year, of high school, he wasn't able to play. He had a knee injury going into his junior year, and he didn't have any game experience that entire year. So he missed out on a lot of the travel stuff, obviously pandemic and that sort of thing as well. But his senior year, you know, coming back, it was a big adjustment period for him, you know, not being able to play that junior year of high school. He also played with a few really good players on the team. You know, he played at Olympia High School, which is one of the better high schools in the state of Florida. I believe they're the highest classification. Don't quote me on that, but they're one of the highest classifications, if not the highest. And kind of really like got back in the groove of things that senior year. And when we recruited him, there was another young man on the team that we were kind of inquiring about. And when we asked his coach, you know, about guys on his team and what we were looking for, you know, we were looking for someone who really, really loved the game. You know, that's big in how we recruit here at State College of Florida. And we were asking about another player, and he said, well, I think you guys really need to recruit Jakari. And so, long story short, my assistant, I woke up with about 300 clips in the middle of the night that my assistant sent me. And my assistant at the time, he had never been, I guess, so like strong-headed about anything. And honestly, like I was like, man, if you feel this confident about this kid, let's do it. And so I think just he had a unique situation in high school with an injury and with a pandemic. But I think the biggest reason his ceiling so high is he loves the game of basketball. And when I mean he loves it, like if there's a decision to play basketball, work out, do something, you know, related to the game versus anything else, he's always choosing basketball. And I think with the skill set he has right now, I would say the two biggest strengths he has is his shooting ability, but he's also a very, very high level elite defender. He can really keep guys in front while pressuring them. He has great instincts with his hands defensively. And I just think that, you know, some of the best players I've coached have been guys that have been able to shoot it and guys that can really defend. And I think his game can just really grow from that. He's got a really good handle. He's very, very shifty. He can create his own shot. But I think that love for the game and what he already has will really allow his game to continue to grow in whatever areas he wants, because he'll just work at it so hard. And the fact that he's got great coaches up there and has had great coaches in the past, even before coming here, and we have a great staff that work with him a lot. Like, he's just a sponge and he loves the game. So he'll continue to work and he'll continue to get better and improve at a rapid rate.
We'll talk about the defensive piece in a second, because I mean, that's a David Richmond staple. You don't guard, you're not going to play.
Right.
You know, divulge anything you don't feel comfortable with, but just from your perspective, how did this all come together? How does a program like State College of Florida send a combo guard to North Dakota State? How did this communication, you know, open? Do you have relationships? Just, I think it's a question people are going to ask. So whatever you're comfortable with, let us know how this kind of took place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was probably about 6 weeks ago. There was a school that had offered Jakari, and it was really fast. It was kind of like they heard about him, came in, they offered him. And, you know, we asked Jakari, like, are you going to consider this? And he said, yes. Well, we hadn't even figured out all the academic pieces of everything. Didn't know if he was going to be a qualifier because of the test score waiver and all that kind of stuff. And so we put all this stuff through and he qualified. And all of a sudden, I'm sure you know how things go, like one school offers and then a bunch of schools follow and inquire about him. And I think that's kind of what started everything. But in terms of my relationship to North Dakota State, you know, I don't know Coach Richmond very well. We've kind of got to know each other through this process. But I've known Josh Stash for a little while, and he's a junior college guy. And I've learned that there's more junior college, you know, backgrounds on his staff, including the head coach. And so, honestly, I just thought they did a great job in the process. But what we do with our guys is, especially guys that have options, we just go through the things that are really, really important to them. And the things that were important to Jakari was he wanted to go somewhere where he thought he could have the opportunity to play right away. Obviously, he knows he has to earn it. You know, he wanted to go somewhere where the system fit. He wanted to go somewhere that would develop him and hopefully at some point be able to play professional basketball. And a big thing was is he wanted to go somewhere and win. And he wanted to go somewhere and have a chance to play in March in the NCAA tournament and be a part of March Madness. And so there was just a lot of boxes that were checked through that process. He did take a few visits. He took them all in about a week's time. So it was very close together. He had a lot of comparing back and forth. But I think when he went through his list, those boxes were all checked by North Dakota State. And, you know, he's got a unique background. You know, his parents are separated, have been for a long time. It's pretty much his dad and his sister. And, you know, his dad works around the clock, does so many things for his children. And, you know, Jakari was on a partial scholarship here at State College of Florida. You know, he was paying money to go to school and play basketball here. And, I mean, I'm getting emotional just thinking about he doesn't have to call his dad, you know, for anything. Like, he's got a scholarship that's going to take care of him. He's got people around him that really, really care. And I think everything just aligned. And, you know, he called me from the visit and said, "Coach, man, I really, really like it here." And we went through everything and he took another day to decide. And we talked a couple of days ago and he never wavered from North Dakota State after visiting. And that's kind of how things ended up happening. And weather and location was never a priority for him. And he said he really liked it out there. You know, he said he liked the vibe. He said he liked the people. It's June. But again, you know, there's those things won't change. The fact that basketball is so important and athletics are so important, the fact that there's good people there. I mean, regardless if it's negative 10 or 85 degrees, like, that's going to remain the same.
Absolutely. Defensively, because, you know, that's one thing. I think, honestly, to the point of frustration where some skilled offensive players haven't maybe gotten the playing time some fans had hoped. But you described on social media Jakari as an elite defender. You, without me asking about it, talked about his ability to play defense. Again, what, I mean, is he athletic? Does he have quick feet? Is he smart? What makes Jakari someone that Dave could maybe throw in that rotation right away that he can depend on to guard other, you know, ones, twos, and threes?
Yeah, you know, he's very good at guarding quick guards. Laterally, he's got quick feet, understands angles, how to cut guys off if he does get beat. His hands and his instincts defensively are incredible. He gets a lot of deflections, pokes a lot of balls away. He just brings an energy level defensively that I think is really, really contagious. And he did that playing a lot of minutes for us. And I just think that ability, and then he understands team defense. I think, like I said, like, he has a foundation starting in high school where defense and the importance of defense has always been a priority. And so, you know, as a coach, you know, it's always nice when you can get a young man who takes that pride in defense and who has the skills to be able to do it, you know. And I think you need those two things, and he has them. And so, you know, we would put him on very tough assignments as a freshman. Understand that, you know, him being 18 years old, and we had guys in our conference, especially with this extra year of eligibility, we had guys in our conference that were like 23, 24 years old, you know. And so he was able to guard older guys that have been in the league, and he doesn't back down from anyone. You know, we do a lot of open gyms here in the area where some pro guys will come in and some high-level college guys. And like I said, Jakari's the first one in the gym. He's the first one that wants to guard that guy. Like, he doesn't back away from anybody. And I think all those things combined make him a really good defender.
All right, last one, and we'll let you go here. You know, North Dakota State has had, like, amazing junior college experiences. A guard like Vinny Shaheed took him to, you know, what would have been two NCAA tournaments, ended up being one because of the pandemic. But they've had guys that you know, we've been excited about coming out of JUCO that just haven't worked out. Now, obviously, you've made the sale, and it's a sale you're extremely excited about. This kid's got a scholarship to play Division I basketball. But if you were going to sell him to me and sell him to the Bison fans on why this kid is going to work out, why this kid can play Division I basketball at, as you mentioned, a March level, why is Jakari White going to make it?
Yeah, absolutely. Really good question. I'm glad you brought up Vinny, just because I was a Region 9 guy before moving to Florida, and I also close friends with his junior college coach. And I've always had a lot of respect for Vinny, and I watched him through the years. And honestly, Vinny's name was brought up by me multiple times with Jakari in this process, because I do think that's important, just having a tradition of having some junior college that players that are high level and that, you know, can come in and play right away. But like you said, I mean, there's also guys that don't work out. But I think for Jakari, man, like, the love for the game is the biggest thing. And I don't want to sound repetitive, but I think, you know, I've coached a lot of players who are talented who don't love it. I've coached a lot of players who are not talented and really love it. And the fact that Jakari has both those things, the talent and love for the game, you know, I would bet on him to play anywhere in the country. You know, I think that, and we had conversations about him potentially coming back. And we compare him to a guy that played in our program my very first 2 years, who was the all-time leading scorer in school history, Demoy Hodge, who is a grad transfer right now at Mizzou, was a defensive player of the year in the Horizon League, and was first team all conference this year in the Horizon League. And he's a guy that we've always thought he has so many of those intangibles. And honestly, I think Des Moines does something better, but Jakari does something better than Des Moines did. And I think we've seen the success of our guys that have had at the next level. And we're also a program that, you know, we don't sell guys to programs where we don't think that they can play. And like I said, I would sell Jakari to about any program in the country, but our guys have gone on here and they've had success. We've had guys, you know, we had a kid playing for St. Peter's in the Elite Eight. We got Demoy Hodge, who, again, all-conference, first the defensive player of the year. We have a kid starting at South Alabama with two more years to play, who will probably be one of the best bigs in the Sun Belt as a junior next year. And I think that's our thing, is I'm not a coach that wants our guys to go to the highest level for what it says about State College of Florida. Our thing is making sure guys go somewhere where they can be productive. And I think, like I said, if Jakari would have played in camps or came back, I think he's potentially an All-American at the junior college level, and we haven't had one under my time at State College of Florida. And I think he would have been maybe that one to get that notoriety. And just knowing him as a person, being around him as a year, and seeing the growth that he has made in a very short time. And I told Coach Sass this and the rest of the staff, however good people think Jakari is right now, he's much better than that, because people haven't been able to see the film that he's been in the gym countless hours over the last, you know, since the season's ended, and how much improvements he's made. And so I'm not a betting man, but if I was, like, he would be one of the guys that I would bet on. No matter where he's at, he's going to make it, and he's going to do some big things for that program.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Man, college basketball needs more guys like Tom Parks. I don't know Tom at all, but I do – really enjoy his passion for his players, his passion for the game of basketball. And just, you can tell that he cares. You can tell it's about his players, not about him. I don't know. I just really enjoyed my conversation with Coach Parks, and I'm about what he's about. I enjoyed that a lot. And I think Bison fans should be excited about Jakari. You know, there've been junior college situations that haven't obviously gone as well as Vinny Shaheed. And, you know, there's every chance that this one doesn't work out as well, but I'm a believer in Jakari White. I am. I'm just kind of watching some of the film and understanding what he does well. And especially that talk about defense. I mean, that's going to be the key to Coach Richmond's heart. Everybody knows it. Once again, want to thank our sponsors, the wonderful people at Mahana Fresh, the equally wonderful people at Big Deck Barbecue Company, and our new company, Tundra Insurance. Call Quinn, call myself, check us out on social media, and we really want to see you on Tuesday.